There's many interesting stories we associate with the Feast of Christmas. You know, Christmas, the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, how they had to get there for this census that was being taken, how they couldn't find any place to stay and ended up in a stable, sharing the warmth of a stable with cattle, I imagine, and sheep. That the Son of God, being born into this situation, was adored by very humble people. There are no kings or rulers or princes or high priests or anybody like that that came to worship him. But it was shepherds on the hillside. That somehow or another, the message of the angel got to them. Maybe the light that appeared around this babe, whatever it was, somehow they were attracted. And so they came. They came searching for what was this light all about? Who is this person? That all of a sudden we are drawn, we are told by the angels that appeared to us that the Son of God has been born into this world. Who is this? But they were curious enough to go and see. And now we read the story of the Magi. It's kind of a mysterious story. They're very mysterious people. Nobody knows exactly where they came from. Nobody knows exactly what that star was that guided them. Nobody knows exactly how they even heard about the birth of this child. But somehow the story all comes together. And it tells us something, that God is revealing his Son to all people of all nationalities, of all the people on the face of the earth. He wanted them to know that he came to this world to save all people. That he is God present in this child. And so these Magi, wherever they came from, suddenly come on the scene. Obviously they had read something about something that was going on in among the chosen people. I'm sure they associated with them somehow along the way. They must have heard the promises that maybe the prophets were making. Maybe there were scholars who were researching all this kind of stuff. And they were interested enough that they just really kind of pursued it. Now, I'm sure they were reasonably comfortable people because if they could bring gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, those are gifts of people that have some substance. They must have been scholars of some kind that they would be able to study the movement of the stars and be able to pick out one that was unusual. They had to know something about what these promises were of the chosen people, and they were just curious enough that they wanted to find out something more about it. So the people and their families, maybe their associates, whatever they were, they probably looked at him and said, "You got to be out of your mind. You're chasing a star to find some newborn baby. You know, what would you think?" You'd think they were probably just a little bit, maybe off just a little bit, maybe just a little crazy. But they were convinced enough. There was enough evidence there, even though it was very sketchy to us, even though it probably didn't make any sense to anybody else except them, they were convinced enough that it was worth their while to pursue it. And so they were willing to risk reputation, a livelihood, everything, to find what this mystery was all about. I guess it's not really uncommon in our world. You know, when you think about the great explorers of centuries ago, who would go off on these expeditions, not knowing where they were going to land or if they would, setting out in ships that I wouldn't take on a creek, and yet somehow or another, they are convinced enough in their own hearts, in their own minds, that they're willing to risk everything. Family, livelihood, lives themselves. to find if there is something else out there. So I guess it's not uncommon. We see it in our own world today. When you look at the Space Center, the astronomers, the space people exploring space, I mean, they don't have any idea what's going to happen. They depend so much on things that we put together, but they trust it. And they believe enough in their mission that they're willing to train for their lifetime, to risk their lives, just to see what they can see, what they can find, what they can do to enrich the lives of people in the whole world. So it's not uncommon. I guess the thing that is a little bit uncommon is how little effort we make. I mean, this mystery is revealed to us, it's given to us. The Son of God become man, who chose to live among us. And there is so much to know, so much to learn about this. And yet, how many times do we just really just take it all for granted? You know, the Magi are considered to be the patrons of seekers, the people who want to know more, who want to see more, want to learn more, who want to become more and more a part of this great mystery, which is God made man. But somehow or another, we become very lackadaisical about that. We just take it for granted. Well, you know, this is something that happened, but it's still happening. See, it's not just an historical moment. This is something that is still happening, where the Son of God is being born into this world constantly in the lives of people, in our lives. You know, when we were baptized, the Spirit of God made us his dwelling place so that God truly dwells in each and every one of us. What do we do with that? What do we do with it? Unfortunately, too many times, I think, we depend on God to take care of everything. Okay, the child is baptized, or the adult is baptized. And now we sit back and wait for God to take over. It would be nice if he did that, but he doesn't always work that way with people. He could, I suppose, if he chose to. But then would he be denying us our right to choose, our right to make choices, our right to, you know, we have to have that freedom so that we can love. Nobody can be forced to love. You have to be free to love. And so somehow or another, he always honors that with us. Even us who have been a part of his fold from the time we were baptized have been very faithful to him in whatever way we could. Maybe not as faithful as we could be, maybe not as enthusiastic as we could be, maybe not as inquisitive as we ought to be, maybe not as apostolic as we should be to tell other people about this. But somehow or another, that is what our Lord, he offers it to us. It's probably like the whole mystery that was revealed to the Magi. He put it out there for them. They studied about it. They learned about it. But somehow they didn't know what it was all about. And yet they were willing to risk it because it was very important to them. But how often in our Christian lives do we really kind of set that as kind of a goal, that we want to do more, we want to learn more, we want to be more engaged in this Son of Man, the Son of God. We want to be engaged in that mystery of his redemption, of how he came to save all people, and how he chooses to do that through us. That mystery continues to be revealed in our world through us, who profess to believe and are faithful to him. But somehow or another, I think we need more of the adventurer's spirit. We tend to get locked into our routines, We're very comfortable, and we all have that problem. We get in our, say, like our prayer routine. Oh, I remember my mom years ago. You know, these religious companies or charities or whatever they were, they would always send letters appealing for something. And they would send these little holy cards with a prayer on it for their particular mission. And my mom, God bless her, she had a stack of them. I swear it was that deep. And she would go through those every day and say prayers for every one of those, that stack of cards. And so she said to me one time when I was on vacation, she said, "Bob, do I really need to do all this?" And I said, "No. I don't think you do at all." I said, "What you could do is you can take that stack of cards and set it down and say, 'And Lord, I want to pray for all these people too.'" And say a prayer for them. And she said, "Oh, that's what I thought." So the next day she's going through all of her prayer cards again. And she said, I said, "Well, didn't you believe me?" And she said, "Yeah, but I kind of like my routine." Which was a good one. But anyway, we do get into those routines where we're comfortable where we are. We don't feel like we have to do anything else. And I think the story of the Magi is kind of like a challenge to us. There is a lot more out there than what I know or what I've experienced or what I need to do in my life as a follower of Christ. There's a lot more that could be done. But if I'm stuck in my routine, I don't want to risk going outside that. It's kind of like if we try to change our prayer, you know, sometimes prayer gets very boring after a while. Certain prayers that we may offer for days and years of our lives. And then all of a sudden I just feel like you're rattling off words. And so maybe it's time to just change that a little bit. Change your pattern. Change the kind of prayers that you're offering. Change the time of the prayer that you offer your prayer. Whatever it is, just something to break that routine. And it's risky because you say, "Well, I'm not sure what else is out there. I feel comfortable with this, but I'm just a little bit afraid to reach out there. That God would be displeased with me." I don't think God is ever displeased if we're trying to do better. If we're trying to make more sense of things, if we're trying to pray a little bit better, I don't think God has any problem with that. Even if for a time we may have a problem with it. But we get into these routines and we think that's all I need to do. And then we hear about other things that people do in our world. Say, people like a Mother Teresa who dedicated her life to the poorest of the poor. Or say, like St. John Newman, feast we celebrate today, who dedicated he's sent to America to help catechize the Catholics in this country, who was great in creating schools, organizing schools. You know, we don't have to do anything great like that. But maybe there, if we just ask our Lord, if we seek a little bit, maybe he will guide us to something a little deeper into his mystery. But we have to be willing to do that. And like I say, like the Magi, they studied, I'm sure they had to study. They risked following a star. Now, who of us would ever do that? They risked going to the king who hated anything about somebody usurping his power. He goes to the chief priests and the scribes who knew all about this, the prophecies of this coming Messiah, and yet they didn't do anything about it. They didn't believe. They weren't interested. They were stuck in their routines, and they didn't want that to be disturbed. So in this Feast of the Magi, we just kind of take a little time to look into ourselves. And say, am I really searching, am I really seeking what Christ has put out there for me? How do I enter more deeply into this mystery of his birth, of his presence with us, Emmanuel, that he is with us. How can that possibly help transform my life just a little bit more? And when we do that, maybe we could just ask these magi, whoever they are, would you kind of serve as a guide? Allow me to risk. Encourage me to go. Help me to be enthusiastic about what I already have, but I need to know so much more about.